A report released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in mid-November found that the number of Americans who lack food is at the highest level ever recorded, with nearly 50 million people experiencing hunger last year, including one of out of every four children without enough to eat. The report found that 16%, or 49 million Americans in all age groups, ran short of nutritious food during the course of the year, compared with about 12% the year before. The effect of the nation's economic crisis is clearly seen in the report's findings, connecting rising poverty and record levels of unemployment with people's inability to feed themselves and their children. During his campaign for the presidency, Barack Obama pledged to end childhood hunger. Now, with record levels of hunger, anti-poverty groups are pressing the White House to make good on that promise. During the past three decades, over 100 local food policy councils have been established across the U.S. These councils create community space for discussion of food issues and platforms for coordinated action addressing food supply, quality, pricing, production, distribution, and consumption. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Annie Shattuck, policy analyst with the group Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy. Shattuck, co-author of Food First's report, Food Policy Councils, Lessons Learned, talks about the government's report on growing hunger in America and the role food councils could play in alleviating that hunger.
It's an absolutely unacceptable situation. And what most people in this country don't realize is the rate of food insecurity, which in the lexicon of the experts means that at some point in the year, you don't know where your next meal is coming from. You have a hard time getting enough food. Maybe you're skipping meals so that your kids have enough to eat. Doesn't necessarily mean you're outright starving or malnourished. That's this idea of food insecurity. So we're looking at 1 in 7 Americans as food insecure, and that actually tracks almost exactly the number of people who are food insecure worldwide, which is about 1 in 6. We got 1 billion food insecure people on the planet right now, which is the most we've ever had. So if we say America's turning into the rest of the world in this regard, it's absolutely true. Now, that USDA report, they started keeping track in the mid-90s, so it's probably not the hungriest this country has ever been, but it's really bad. And we have more people on food stamps now than we've ever had before, and some 70% of them are actually working. The food stamp program used to be a stopgap for people who are unemployed or lost their job or needed a few months of benefits to make ends meet. But now we're actually seeing things getting so bad for people who actually have jobs that food stamps are supplementing poor wages. So in terms of a hunger situation in this country, we're looking at a pretty critical time.
Tell us about food policy councils and how they can be a tool to address the hunger issue in various places around the country, encountering various and different circumstances in an environment.
Well, it's nice to actually be the bearer of some good news in this field, and that is that state and local governments have a lot that they can do, and there's a lot that community groups can do, not just to deal with hunger, food insecurity or diet-related disease, but environmental effects of industrial agriculture and loss of farmland and the bottoming out of the farm economy. And that's what food policy councils really set out to do, is take all of these problems from a systemic level and say, what is going on in our local area and what leverage do we have as a city or as a county to do something about it? So a food policy council is an advisory board to either a state or local government entity that brings together people from every part of the food system, from waste management to food processing, local business retailers, the health department, transit, social services, maybe the food bank, community groups, nonprofit organizations, and they really try to sit down and connect the dots. So some food policy councils play a role of coordinating. They say, oh, the Farm Bureau has excess produce. The food bank needs it. We can send trucks out on the return from their delivery. And we're really just providing a platform for people to better coordinate their efforts. And other councils actually sit down and say, okay, what can we do in terms of city policy? Let's change our school food purchasing so we buy from local farmers. Let's look at routing buses so there's better access to full-service healthy food groceries from low-income neighborhoods. And then other councils actually spin off entirely new programs or even whole organizations sometimes that address a specific local need. So one of the things we did in this project was there's over 100 food policy councils around the country, coast to coast. It's not a West Coast or a Northeast innovation. They're pretty equally spread around the country. And said, we interviewed 50 councils and said, you know, what are you doing? What works? And what have the challenges been? And across the board, throughout the country, everything food policy councils are doing is tailored to a specific local situation. There's nothing that's been an across-the-board success, but there are scores of success stories from each council.
Now, President Obama, when he was running for president, pledged to end child hunger. What has his administration done in the first year of his presidency to address that issue, and what needs to be done now?
Well, I would say the jury is still out. The Obama administration has made some tremendous strides. The Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food program in the USDA is showing sort of a more progressive view, a holistic view, a systemic view of some of these food policy issues. Secretary Vilsack himself is a huge supporter of food policy councils, and there's been some rumors that they may or may not be supporting this more explicitly. And then really getting some funding, some stimulus funding, permanent funding into the food stamps program and into childhood nutrition. One of the big fights coming up is to get the school lunch rate reimbursement rate increased so that schools can actually afford to feed kids good food. Right now, after you pay labor and heating up the food and getting it there on the truck, schools in California have maybe a dollar to spend on the actual food. Those are some of the big issues, and we have yet to see.
That was Annie Shattuck, policy analyst with the group Food First, the Institute for Food and Development Policy. The Food First report, Food Policy Councils, Lessons Learned, can be read online at the group's website, foodfirst.org.